This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لكل شيء إذا ما تم نقصان فلا يغرى بطيب العيش إنسان هي الأمور كما شهدتها دول من سره زمن سأت أزمان وهذه الدار لا تبقي على أحد ولا يدوم على حل لها شان.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek His help. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our souls and the consequences of our actions. Whomever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomever He misguides, none can guide him to the straight path. I bear witness and I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final prophet and his most perfect worshipper. As to what those. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran to be conscious of Him when He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Dear Muslims, here we are bidding farewell to the month, and it was just yesterday that we were welcoming it. And such is the reality of time, the swiftness of which time passes. And as we come to the final Friday of this blessed month of Ramadan, not knowing how many more Ramadans every one of us has, or even if any Ramadan we have guaranteed. As we come to the final Friday of this month of Ramadan, it is worthy of us to understand and check what are some of the benefits and lessons all of us have learned. What are some of the takeaways of this month that we can inshaAllah ta'ala utilize for the rest of the year? First and foremost, perhaps one of the most obvious ones, is that of the purposes of this month of Ramadan is to make us appreciate the simple blessings that we take for granted. We are voluntarily giving up food and water, and we know that there's a sumptuous meal when Maghrib comes. Every one of us, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we know that when the adhan will be called, the dinner will be laid fully on the table. But there is a reminder for us that not all of us are so fortunate. There is a reminder that there are many in the world who cannot take even food and water for granted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to task that these are blessings that you are voluntarily depriving yourselves of for my sake. But there are others who are in that situation perpetually. This should soften our hearts, brothers and sisters. Imagine those people who are fasting and they don't have much on the dinner table, perhaps even a date, and there are places where not even that is guaranteed. So put yourselves in their shoes. In this month, we develop a compassion for the poor and for the underprivileged. This compassion should charge us to be more generous and to be giving throughout the entire year. Of the blessings of this month is that this month allowed us to control many of our sins, to curb our desires. Even the halal desires were curbed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is demonstrating for us that we don't need our sins to live. We can conquer our sins. We can rise above them, and we actually feel better for them. Of the blessings of this month is that every single one of us increased our attendance in the masjid. And we loved coming to the masjid. And especially after last year, when the masjid was closed down because of COVID, we even more appreciated the blessings that we used to take for granted. So now that we have developed an association with the masjid, and many of us were coming every day, all of us increased our coming to the masjid in this month. When this month finishes, let not our attendance diminish with it. The masajid are still open. The masajid will still be calling the adhan. The salawat will still be coming. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that of the people who will be sheltered on the Day of Judgment is somebody whose heart was attached to the masjid. وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ. He wants to go to the masjid. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you know what is a type of jihad, a type of ribat? They said, what? He said, sitting in the masjid, waiting for the adhan to be called, waiting for the salah. When you wait for the salah, it is as if you are doing jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this month of Ramadan has increased our masjid attendance. My strong encouragement to myself and all of you, don't cut off your masjid attendance when the Ramadan finishes. The Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of Shawwal. Allah Azza wa Jal is worthy of worship in this month and in all months. And a person who comes to the masjid frequently, his iman is renewed. And Allah Azza wa Jal praises those who come to the masjid, even in the Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jal says it is a sign of iman. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. The people who frequent the masajid, Ya'muru here means come regularly, and they frequent it. They are pillars in the masjid. The people who come frequently to the masjid are those who believe in Allah and the final day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala associates the masjid with believing in Him and believing in the final day. So when Ramadan finishes, make it a part of your schedule. And I know in America it's not the same as back home. You can walk to the masjid, or it's 5 minutes away. For some of you it's 20 minutes drive. For some of you it might even be more than this. But I encourage you all to schedule at least one salah daily if you can. If not every day, then every 2-3 days, schedule a salah. Put it into your calendar that I'm going to come to the masjid. This is a place where you will reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially we need that boost for the rest of the year. Of the blessings of Ramadan that reintroduced us to one of the core pillars of our community and faith is the blessing of brotherhood, the blessing of being surrounded by people of the same background, the same belief, the blessing of ukhuwatul Islam. It is reinforced in Ramadan. We stand rows in rows. We come together for iftar. That reinforces the notion of an ummah. So as we finish this month of Ramadan, make sure that our hearts and our minds are thinking of the global ummah. There are so many tragedies taking place. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we in our little bubble are protected, but the same cannot be said of our Muslim brothers and sisters in China and in so many other places, in Kashmir and in India, what is going on, and across the world, the refugees of Syria. As we speak right now, Palestine is once again under attack, and there are areas that are being occupied right now as we speak by the apartheid regime. We have to make dua for them, keep them in our hearts. This is one of the goals of Ramadan, to reintroduce us to the Muslim Ummah and brotherhood. Of the goals of Ramadan and of the takeaways of this month is that every one of us, we increased the punctuality of our salah. We prayed regularly. Many of us, we are not able to pray, or we don't pray 5 times a day outside the month. In this month, we start praying 5 times a day. Now that this month is finishing, now that this month is ending, we have to take the habits we've learned and maintain them throughout the year. Brothers and sisters, the bare minimum to be a Muslim in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a minimal Muslim that is safe from punishment, is to perform the arkan, the 5 pillars. And the first of those pillars after the shahada is the salah. I encourage all of you and myself to be punctual in your daily salawat. Make it a part of your schedule. Make sure all of you are praying 5 times a day. This is the minimal requirement to be a Muslim that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything less than this, and you are incurring Allah's punishment. Subhanallah, brothers and sisters, how punctual were we with Salat al-Fajr and Maghrib? We are looking at the minute, and we know exactly when the Maghrib Adhan is going to be called, and we pray Maghrib after we eat our iftar. It is so sad that perhaps on the day of Eid, Maghrib will go by and you will be oblivious to it, because you're not going to have to break your fast. Okay, you don't break your fast, but make sure you pray Maghrib on the day of Eid and the days after Eid, and you yourselves will see that the punctuality that we had for Fajr and Maghrib especially, that it's so easy to become lax in that. Subhanallah, once we have perfected the salawat of the month of Ramadan, we should perfect the salawat outside the month of Ramadan. Those of you who increased your salah, those of you who are doing nafil, those of you doing sunnah, make sure you add on to the bar. As I've said many times, the goal of Ramadan is we push the bar up higher and we add more rituals every month that we didn't do, so that those rituals maintain and last with us until the next Ramadan. Of the takeaways of the month of Ramadan, of the blessings of Ramadan, of the lessons of Ramadan, is the increase in the tilawa of the Quran, in the listening to the Quran, in the recitation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us are coming to the masjid and listening to the Quran. All of us have opened up the Quran and read something of it, and we know that it encourages our iman, it increases our spirituality. So too, when Ramadan finishes, make sure we have some relationship with the Quran. Make sure we are still listening to some parts of the Quran. Make sure we put it a part of our daily routine. I encourage myself and all of you to make sure that you have a daily dosage of Quran. Every single day, add the Quran to your schedule. Like you eat breakfast before you go to work, open the Quran for even 5 minutes. Read 1 page a day if that's all you can do. Even half a page, it is better than nothing. Before you go to work, before you start the day, open the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like you feed the body with breakfast, feed your soul with the Qur'an. Like you will not function without having breakfast on a regular day, so too your ruh needs its spiritual breakfast. And the breakfast for the ruh is the recitation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you're driving to work or when you're doing other things, instead of listening to news or that which will be of little benefit, put some Qur'an on as well. Listen to some tilawa. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we're all aware, in the month of Ramadan, he would both recite and listen. There are two separate actions of worship. Recitation has its reward and pleasure, and listening has its reward and pleasure. So every single day, incorporate some Qur'an to read and some Qur'an to listen to, as we did in this month of Ramadan. Of the takeaways of the month of Ramadan, and of the lessons of the month of Ramadan, is our increase in charity. Many of us give zakat. All of us must give zakatul fitr in this month. So as we increased our charity, and as we gave to the poor, make sure it is something regular that we do. Every week or every month, assign an amount. Whatever is reasonable. For some, maybe students, $10 is all they can do. For others amongst us, $100. But be ritual. Be ritualistic in your zakah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَا فاعلون, those who are constantly giving charity. فاعلون, that's an active engagement. Don't just give once a year. Allah doesn't give you once a year. Allah gives you every millisecond. You are getting blessings from Allah. We cannot pay back every millisecond, but make sadaqah and make your zakah routine. Put it into your schedule again. Once a month or once a week, give something, because that perpetuity, that continuity is what demonstrates our iman and taqwa. And remember what our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most beloved of all good deeds to Allah is that which is consistent, even if it is small. $5 a week, $10 a week, something, give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make it routine, as we have done in Ramadan. Of the takeaways of the month of Ramadan and of the blessings of the month of Ramadan is that all of us made dua during this month, especially before iftar and in qiyam and in witr. We're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dua is of the greatest actions of worship. Let us make this a routine in our daily lives as well. Dua is of the easiest and the most blessed actions of worship. As we made dua throughout this month, let us open up a new relationship with Allah. Let us begin a conversation with Allah through the art of dua, through raising our hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beseeching Him regularly. Of the blessings of Ramadan and of the takeaways of Ramadan that Ramadan will leave us with is that Ramadan causes us to reorient our priorities. We rethink through our purpose of life. We rethink through many things that are happening in our personal routine and lives. You know, in the Western culture, they have the New Year's resolution. When the 1st of January comes, they need to rethink through. For us, Ramadan should be that time that we rethink through everything. Ramadan should be that time we have an assessment of our lives. What am I doing? What have I accomplished? What do I want to accomplish? What are my actual goals? As this Ramadan is winding down, let us think about what exactly we have accomplished for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What legacies will we leave? What achievements have I done that I can show Allah on the Day of Judgment that this is what I have done? And if we are not happy at what we have done, there is still time. Make sure we have our priorities and we reorient our paradigm. What exactly are we doing here? And what exactly are we spending our time with? This is what Ramadan should also leave us with. Of the blessings of the month of Ramadan and of the takeaways of this month, perhaps one of the greatest takeaways is that Ramadan reintroduces us to the sweetness of iman. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. If the only gift of Ramadan were that it tells us that there is no pleasure higher than the pleasure of worshipping Allah, and there is no sweetness that is greater than the sweetness of ibadah, then that is enough of a blessing of Ramadan. Ramadan teaches us that worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most fulfilling and the most satisfying aspect of being alive. In fact, it is the reality of life, because it is the life of the soul. Ramadan teaches us that not only can we be better, not only can we raise the bar, not only can we abandon our sins and increase our worship, but more importantly than that, we like being good Muslims. We feel good when we are connected with Allah. Ramadan introduces to us the reality of what is called halawatul iman, the sweetness of faith. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called it the sweetness of iman. Iman is sweet. Iman is the sweetest of all experiences. And when we experience iman, then nothing compares to it. And Ramadan teaches us what is the halawatul iman. Therefore, as Ramadan comes to an end, and we have tasted that sweetness. Wallahi, we all have tasted it. That's why we're fasting. That's why we're coming to the masjid. That's why we are here. When we realize that nothing is better than the worship of Allah, why would we abandon that worship or minimize that worship when Ramadan is over? This is wallahi of the greatest blessings of this month. It is what recharges our spiritual batteries. It is a gift from Allah. That's what Ramadan is. Ramadan is a gift from Allah. Ramadan is a gift that Allah is giving us, that Muslims realize, I want you to worship me. And even you, deep down inside, you like that worship. You like being better. It helps you to be a good human being and a better Muslim. So as this month winds down, brothers and sisters, the religiosity should not wind down. Our iman in Allah should not wind down. The ritual should not wind down. The month comes to an end, but the religion and religiosity must continue. One of the great scholars of the past said, what an evil group of people they are who worship Allah only in Ramadan. The Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of all other months. And yes, in Ramadan, we give an extra boost, no doubt about that. But when Ramadan finishes, we don't go back to how we were. Every one of us, dear Muslims, increase the bar, raise that status that we have, and make sure as Ramadan comes to an end that we are better for it after this month than we were before this month. One of the Sahaba said, the sign of an accepted good deed is that you are better after the deed than you were before the deed. Because Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accepts deeds from the muttaqi. So if Allah has accepted your deed, you are a muttaqi. And if you have taqwa, then your actions will increase. So the sign of an accepted deed is that you are better after the deed than you were before the deed. Ramadan is coming to an end. We want Allah to accept our deeds. Therefore, let that demonstrate in our actions after the month that we are better after the month than we were before this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran. And may He make us of those who His verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, the One and the Unique. He alone it is who we worship, and it is His blessings that we seek. O Muslims, there are still a few days left, and in fact, the greatest night and the highest candidate of Laylatul Qadr, as we know, is the 27th. And this is something that is authentic from the Sunnah. All of the nights are blessed, and all of the odd nights are blessed. And yes, the 21, 23, 25, 27, 29 have been mentioned by name. But the one night that the Prophet ﷺ specified out of all of the 10, in Hadith in Sahih Muslim, he said, whoever wants to find Laylatul Qadr, let him find it on the 27th. This is an authentic Hadith, which indicates that the 27th indeed does have the highest probability and the greatest chance of being Laylatul Qadr. So if we have been lazy up until now, do not lose hope. There is still 27 and 29 that are left. Try our best to do what we can on these nights. Also, as we wind down the month, we have to remind ourselves of other obligations. Of them is Zakatul Fitr. Zakatul Fitr is an obligation that is due on every single person who can afford it. And it is due on every single Muslim in the household, even those who are not fasting, so much so that the Sahaba gave fatwa that if a lady is pregnant, even the unborn child, it is good to give Zakatul Fitr on the unborn child. We give Zakatul Fitr on every person living in our house, and it is around $10. If you can give more, it is better. And the purpose of Zakatul Fitr, wallahi, how merciful is our Lord that He told us that in order to purify your fast, this is the Zakatul Fitr, just $10. just a small amount. And the goal of it is that if we lied, or if we looked at something we shouldn't look at, or if we did something we shouldn't do during the days of Ramadan, that spoils our fast. The purpose of Zakatul Fitr, Allah is saying, look, this is your kafara, this is your way to get out. A small amount. Allah doesn't need the money, but it's the spirituality. It's the fact that we're giving it understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify my fast for a small amount I give. And inshaAllah ta'ala, any shortcomings will be taken care of. So Zakatul Fitr must be given before Salatul Eid. And it is allowed to give a week or so before. So now give it so that inshaAllah ta'ala, you are given, you are out of this obligation. As well, brothers and sisters, Eid, the Salatul Eid itself, scholars have differed. Is it wajib on the individual or not? The personal position that I follow is that it is obligatory on all Muslims to come. Upon women and men, upon the elderly, if they're able to, and children. And this is the position of many of the ulama, that Salatul Eid is an obligation on every single Muslim who is capable of coming. Obviously in COVID, if there's an issue, then that's a separate case altogether. But the default in normal days and scenarios is that Eid is a fard ayn, is an individual obligation. So please take some time off if you're able to from your work. Make sure you come for Salatul Eid. And it is sunnah, as we know, to dress up on Eid in a way that is acceptable in our sharia, and to perfume and to make takbir on the days of Eid. And Allah Azza wa Jal reminds us, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Salatul Eid and Takbiratul Eid are mentioned in the Quran. We are supposed to make the Takbirat of Eid in an audible manner, in a loud manner, so that we are praising Allah Azza wa Jal. In Muslim societies, the Sahaba would raise their voices on the day of Eid. The souq, the markets would be buzzing with the Takbirat on Eid. Eid is a day of joyous celebration. Why? Because Allah has guided us to Islam. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So on the day of Eid, be thankful to Allah. The spirit of Eid is the spirit of joy for being a Muslim, the spirit of happiness for having been guided to Islam. And the takbirat are done to praise Allah Azza wa Jal for having guided us. And of course, on the day of Eid, it is a day of celebration and joy for family and friends. And I advise all of you, especially the parents, O Muslims, especially parents, make Eid a day of memories for your children. You know, this society, on its holidays, on Christmas or 4th of July, it goes crazy and does so many things. Well, Eid is our celebration. We want our children to be happier on Eid than they are on the 4th of July. So we have to make them happy. We have to create a bubble of happiness and joy. Shower them with gifts and love. Show them this is what Eid is, so that inshaAllah ta'ala, when they grow up and they become parents, they have those memories. It will, believe it or not, this is one of the mechanisms of preserving Islam in our communities and traditions, that they know this is the day of Eid. So make sure your families as well are involved on this day, and make it a day of community and celebration. And make sure on this day as well that we ask Allah for acceptance. One of the Sahaba said, the real Eid is the Eid of the one whose good deeds have been accepted by Allah. That is the one who should celebrate on the day of Eid, the one whose deeds have been accepted. So we work to have that real Eid. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, as we wind down on this month, to forgive our sins and to have Ramadan clean all of our slate of evil deeds, and that this Ramadan finishes upon us with all of our sins forgiven and all of our deeds accepted. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma la tada' lana fi hadha al-yawm dhanban illa ghafarta, wala hamman illa farajta, wala daynan illa qadayta, wala maridan illa shafayta, wala asiran illa yassarta. Allahumma ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman, wala taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lilladhina amanu, ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدبيره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه، وثنى بملائكة قدسه، وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه يزد لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر. وأقم الصلاة.
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح. روح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كون.